Hello, hello. How's everybody out there? A little talking shit OG show, the show that kind of started it all. I started going live on Tuesdays. It used to be at 8 o'clock, then 9 o'clock, then back to 8 o'clock. And we settled on 8 o'clock because that seems to be good. Tuesday is one of those days where Monday Night Football doesn't conflict, obviously, because it's not Monday. And 8 o'clock seems to be a nice time where everyone's kind of settling in. So today we're going to talk about a little bit of anything, everything, but typically or specifically what shops need to work on modern cars. I'm in a position where we work with a lot of shops, and the shops that have the biggest success are the shops that are very well equipped and know a lot about tuning theory. Now, just bear with me there. Tuning theory, right? Like, you got to understand what I mean by that. What I mean by that is the car doesn't care what type of blower is on the cylinder heads or in front of the car. The car doesn't care that it's a Vortec. The car doesn't care that it's a Paxton. The car doesn't care that it's turbos. The car cares the throttle body. Electronics, TPS, that's usually like the biggest thing you care about. TPS, where the inlet air temperature sensor is located, where the MAF is located, and where the IAT sensor is located. That's kind of it. That's kind of it. That's why you see a lot of people that have Whipple kits. Rami's right down in the house. How you doing, brother? That's why you see a lot of people that have Whipple kits with the Whipple sensor. We ask them to upgrade to, or at least get, a brass IAT breakout harness so that IAT could be sampled with the MAF IAT function. And a lot of people go, well, why can't you just access it like Whipple accesses it? Simple. Access, meaning we don't have access to the IMRC stuff like Whipple does. Whipple has the kiss of Ford, okay? So they have an in with Ford, so they get A2Ls and all this shit and vision and everything, all the good stuff that you actually need to tune a car based on the available shit you can actually see. I mean, it's saying the best tuners have more access than most. Okay. So the cars really don't care. So what happens? A lot of the times we are holding the access, the know-how, I almost feel like sometimes we're responsible for a shop's growth or not. How many shops have you guys known, smaller shops, smaller outfits, that put all their eggs in one basket? And when that basket tends to snort cocaine or something, all of a sudden shit goes away, shop disappears. And it's because the person generally doesn't have a lot of knowledge. They rely on either the tuner or a one tech that was badass. And when something goes sideways, all of a sudden, shit goes downhill. But usually when the owner of a shop knows a ton, PK is one of those guys that comes to mind, D&G, Danny Built, Finish Line Performance, people like that, that generally don't need a lot of handholding. And again, if I excluded you from the names, I'm not excluding you because I'm saying you're a piece of, I'm just saying top of my head, because those are the guys I deal with the most. Typically, people like that just figure it out. They just figure shit out. There's a guy who I'm working with, and I don't even know what shop he's affiliated with, but his email says Rican Built. So he's Puerto Rican. So I'm already going, uh-oh. But the guy was on the money with O2 sensor location, wiring. Rami. See, again, see what I mean? Rami 2 Auto Solutions. I have never had to do anything with Rami. Like, nothing. Once he goes to the track, the guy, I looked at the logs, they look good. Okay, bye. And then I look at the logs, I go, he's right. They do look really good. So a lot of times, Rami Hazaidan has paid for trackside support. And I haven't had to do a goddamn thing. And the best money ever made. And he goes, hey, I'm just having you on deck just in case. I'm out there on a date. I'm out there down and I got my laptop with me. And he goes, bro, everything is kosher. Cars ran good. We took care of it. So I think you need a certain amount of equipment to have a successful shop messing with modern vehicles. And we'll talk about that stuff. Again, guys, see what I mean? Just because I omit people doesn't mean I don't think they're good. I'm saying I deal with mostly D&G, Finish Line, HPJ, Rami Zaidan, Rican Bill, wherever the fuck he's out of, Danny Bill, Finish Line. I deal with them mostly. I don't really deal with anyone else, to be honest with you. So those are the guys that I kind of tend to have dealings with. And those are the guys that everyone else, obviously, if I didn't mention them, that doesn't mean they're bad. That means I don't deal with them that much. That's all. There are three other tuners at Lund Racing, guys. I'm not the only one. So we'll say hi to the people here. We'll talk about the equipment that I think a lot of shops need. The reason I also came across this subject matter is because I want to get a nice little tiny bay for myself. I'm potentially going to have to buy a building that's a little tiny piece of shit. Because renting something is impossible right now. They hear the word automotive, they think all changes and tires stacked up to the ceiling. They're not that wrong. So say hi to the people here and we'll get after it. Robo Style, Mendoza's Coyote, Coca-Cola with the best Gen 3 ever. I think he sold it. Paul Sachs, Chrome Taint, let's talk some shit. Second Shift Racing in the house, Anthony Restra, Angel Puerto Rico, Raymond Sustaita, Salim, Diego Flores, John Shoemaker, Cobby Coyote, Grandy Macchiato, Jason Friedberg, Santos, Paul Sachs, Angel Puerto Rico, D-Rock Fox, Steve, John Shoemaker again, OEM Spec, Franco Olervides, Brian Cassette, Valley 10 Speed, King Kong, Joe Mendoza, TJ Bryan, YouTube Crew Up and Free Speech, the OG mod. He was the first mod. Craig Tyler, Tuloco, 16, Douche Did It, Pat the One, B Turvy, Beetlejuice is one of the God's children. Let's embrace his challenges, oddities, and handicaps. Nah, he done dumb. He once he gets his head out of his ass, he's welcome back. VCM3 is a must if you have a top-tier shop that works on Forge. Also, a tech with common sense, preferably certified to work on whatever you're putting their hands on. That's the other thing. The tech. John Shoemaker, Pat the One, Coyote Fury, Evan Smith, and everyone else that's the usual subjects in the house. So let's talk about it. Okay, what tools do you need to work on Modern Forge now? First of all, Smoke Checker. PK Auto Designs finally got initiated into the cold air intake bullshit, and he saw how bad cold air intakes can be. And there's a very well-known, no, it's not the P51, very well-known cold air intake that he looked at and he went, oh my God, I had no idea shit was this bad. And I go, right. And people are out there telling us that this thing needs to be, it's verified. It's the best. People are out there gapping. So a smoke machine is absolutely, I'm going to smoke test my car because yesterday, the short trims are good, but I feel I am compensating for a leak, a gross leak. And it threw an EVAP code yesterday. And I went, everything's connected. Maybe I have a gross leak causing the low power output with a 347 pulley and race gas. So I'm going to look that over. Okay. So you absolutely need a smoke machine. A lot of people spray the car with brake cleaner when they look for a air leak. My favorite line, when I tell someone, have you checked for air leaks? And they say, I don't see any. You don't see air leaks? So what, do you open the hood and you look on the hood and you go, yeah, I don't see anywhere where air is leaking. I have no idea if I have a vacuum or boost leak because I looked at it. You looked at it? You looked at air? That's what you did? You open the hood and you looked at air. Gotcha. I sprayed all over the car. I didn't hear nothing. Spraying doesn't mean shit. You can stare at the fuel trims all day long and spray all over the car, and you will not find a gross leak if it's in a potential spot. One of the more crucial spots to spot an air leak, guys, and I'll tell you this, it's between the blower and the intercooler on top mount blowers, meaning old GT500, VMP kits, not the Odin, the VMP old school kits, the Gen 2, Gen 2R, and Gen 3, and old school Whipple or GT500 Whipple kits. The O-ring that seals the blower to the intercooler, if you don't properly address that situation, when you're sliding the blower in, it'll catch the O-ring, pull it back, cause a slight tear at the back of the blower, and there is no way in hell that you're going to be able to spray brake cleaner under the inlet by the bypass valve underneath up in there and have the car surge or have the car show a fuel trim correction 100%. And also some Whipple kits, if you listen to these, if you read the instructions properly, some Whipple kits need you to seal that, like a 3/8 blower. I think the 3/8 blower, you have to literally silicone something in the mating surface because the O-ring catches on the outside, I think, of the of one of the hold down bolts. And I'm like, oh my God. So that's something you have to take care of. And spraying till kingdom come will not do a goddamn thing. That's why in the video, I took out my manifold. I said, let me take my intake manifold out. Maybe I have a kinked O-ring or maybe an O-ring seal. Another thing, an O-ring seal could be an issue. I've seen a lot of cars lately have fuel trim bank-to-bank discrepancies. So if bank one is fueling leaner or richer than bank two, I am not doing that in the tune. I don't go in the tune and hit half of the engine by 30% fueling and the other half taking away 30% to cause a 60% fueling variable bank-to-bank. So smoke machine for the win, that it's invaluable. So you'll also need an IDS tool. You need a Ford IDS tool. Because EPA and stuff like that and software and hardware becoming harder to find, you're going to need a IDS tool to do many functions. You can do a load balance test. You can literally look at my manifold doesn't leak because I don't see a leak. Exactly. You can literally do a load balance test. What that means is it has almost like an inferred, think of it as a electric or a diagnostic compression test where it manages load per cylinder and reports back in a graph. And that's how I found out my number 7 cylinder was bad on my white car. I also found out I had a cracked cylinder sleeve on my red car number 5 when I was going through coolant. I went to Jake. I said, Jake, can we do a load balance test on this car? Instantly, I could have done leak down, compression, dot, 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 dot. I said load balance test. And each time, the load balance test was accurate. Someone said Forescan can do that. You also need Forescan. You also need that. You need everything because not only can the IDS address ABS issues, body control modules, programming modules. If you guys are doing auto swap GT500s or if you're doing auto swap manual to auto S550s, you need to program all the modules and a tuner cannot do that for you. The only thing a tuner can do is load a tune based on injectors, engine stuff, you know, PCM stuff, not body control module stuff. So body control module stuff, you will absolutely need Forescan or an IDS tool. Kylan says Forescan. So that's something you're also going to need. A dyno. Now, a dyno to me is not something that is necessary, but highly, highly recommended. A lot of you guys live in the north. All right. A lot of you guys live where it snows. Hell, most of the country, actually not most of the country, but a lot of motherfuckers are still living somewhere where they can't get out there and make hits. A shop in terms of liability, the last thing you want to do is take your customer's car and do a wide open throttle hit to 140 miles an hour, come to a safe stop. How many shops have you seen crash a car because they were sampling data for their tuner? How many times have you seen guys that say, well, you know, and they post it on social media. That's my, blows my mind. And I go, dude, do it carefully or deliver to the customer or find a shop with a dyno. If you want to sample a dyno test or sample a dyno run, Alex, you can do injector. Yes, you can. I don't have to tell you everything the IDS does. That's why I said, get an IDS. It can do so many more things than a data logger could do, that VCM scanner could do. Guys, if you have VCM scanner or the TDN app, you can't do crank relearns. Plain and simple. When you upload a tune from Lund Racing, or if you do a clutch job in your car, you might get a P0315. So what tuning devices are able to do crank relearns? N-Gage, SET X4, even an X3, if it's able. So if you have a friend that has a dead rat, that motherfucker can do a crank relearn on any Ford vehicle if it's a Ford SETX4. An N-Gage, I believe, has to be married to your car, but I'm not 100% on that. that can do a crank relearn. But as far as I know, yes, Scanner has a crank relearn function in the vehicle function screen, but it doesn't work that well. Plain and simple. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that well. And on the TDN app, it also does not work. So you're going to have to, in my opinion, get an IDS or Forescan or something that's able to do a crank relearn if you are a shop. John Lund in the house saying hello. Nice to see Mr. Lund. Mr. Lund must have been the happiest son of a gun ever working on that car nonstop. Okay. And then to be rewarded with a 113 60 foot and a 732. John, I know how much work you had in that car. I know you were literally about to burn the thing a couple of times. Congratulations. Seriously, good freaking work. He's out there talking all that shit. And guys, by the way, let's say hi to the people that sponsor the show. That's Two Auto Solutions. Thank you guys very much. And the Parts Farm. Yes, the Parts Farm and Two Auto Solutions, they pay a monthly nut to be on, and I appreciate the shit out of them. So, what else do you need? A dyno. But you don't want to go out there doing wide open throttle hits in the middle of the night. I don't care how much road you got. Liability, just liability concerns alone, it's going to be an issue. Now, let's say tech. The most and least respected thing that shops need to get is a quality tech. I've seen techs leave shops and the shop's quality, communication, everything goes to crap. How many of you guys seen where a shop has a really good tech? Tech leaves to either start his own shit, or maybe he wasn't being paid enough or appreciated or whatever. Guys, I'm not just singling one shop out. I'm saying many shops. I've literally seen what hits on Holick Bridges. Yes, Mitchell Field to South Hadley. That was my hit. And the tech goes, starts his own shit. What are the customers loyal to? The shop or the tech? The tech. If you guys think your customers are loyal to the name on your sign out front, you are sadly mistaken, son. You are sadly mistaken. The guys that bring the cars to the shop talk to the tech first. Have you ever been in a shop, doors open, and some guy just walks in and starts talking to the tech? They don't go to the front desk and say, hello, receptionist. Hello, head of the company. I'd like to talk to you about my car. Nope. They talk to the tech. Hey, man, what do you think? What do you think if I get another converter and maybe a fuel system? You think get that installed? Yeah, man, let's fucking do it. Awesome. Sweet. Then you go up front and talk to Stephanie or Steve or Mike or Bob or Billy Joe or Bob and say, schedule me in because I want Joe Schmo Tech to work on my car. And let's say Joe Schmo Tech is getting paid $25 an hour and he is killing it. He installs a Whipple kit in 4.5 hours. He does a Pro Charger in 3.5 hours. He does the dynoing. He does everything. And people go there because of the quality of the work being done to their vehicle. They don't go there because it's blah, blah, blah. I worked at a couple of shops and my father worked at a shop. And they would come in and talk to him. They wouldn't care about the manager. Actually, they almost disliked a lot of the people there, but the tech. So every single time shops start to think that we got this, we can just bring Joe Schmo, we got the name. All of a sudden, business slows down. You guys can see it on a graph. You see that comebacks start happening. Oh, your new tech left a rag in the fucking intake. Oh, your new tech didn't tighten down the rear end properly. Oh, your new tech put the anti-roll bar in fucked up, you know? And the other tech was on the money. All of a sudden, shops go bye-bye. And if the tech either gets sick of that kind of work or if he starts his own shop, they usually succeed because the work is good. I think Brian at Finish Line, D&G, and Danny, I think they run the shop and they're the main tech of the shop. So that is a crazy operation because I know the kind of hours those guys have in there. Every single time, the hours, I see a guy that runs a show, he's working 18 hours a day, 6 to 9, sleeps for a little bit, comes back, does it forever because that's what he loves to do. So you guys need the right equipment. You need the smoke tester. You need the IDS, the software stuff, the data logging stuff. You need the dynos for liability and a tech that knows his shit. And if you know that your customers are coming to your shop because of badass tech, pay the man. Not just pay the man, give him a stake in the company so that he would never leave. Like never, ever, ever leave. Something that it is ridiculous. I'm never going to leave. This motherfucker take care of me. Ridiculous. And the respect is shown. Did I miss something? Tell me, yo, what else do you guys think a successful shop should have? We deal with some great shops, and there are some shops that you feel hinge upon the relationship with their tuner. And I think that's just a recipe for disaster. You have to have a backup. Cars should have spare tires, even though modern cars don't have spare tires. But when you put yourself in a position that the shop has to absolutely have a perfect relationship with their tuner, and all of a sudden the relationship with the tuner dies, gets salty or sideways, then the shop suffers because it was hinging 100% on the tuner doing everything and telling him everything. Guys, I've seen that so many times happen in the ticket system that I go, Jesus Christ, guys. I've seen shops come and go. And the ones that stay a long time usually have all the proper equipment and the communication is minimal. What do you guys think? People hate my boss, but like me, says Monty 540. 58, here we come. Oh, your birthday's coming up, Mr. Lund. I got to figure out when your birthday's at so I can get you, I don't know. Well, you got everything. You got everything. You don't need nothing. Just a card. Got to watch out for those fake internet certs. Right. The new tech didn't even tighten the old drain plug or take the gasket off the old filter when replacing it with the new filter. Boy, did I see that happen so many times on Simple Jobs. John, right? John is right. Our entry-level techs make 28 minimum. Intake bolts and impact full funny shit alive. I have trust issues. I'm the tech for myself and all buddies. Now, that's where I'm getting at. I love Mikey. Mikey's too busy. Mikey went out on his own. He's a killer tech. Great at fab work. We're going to put the Ben Calamer in trans tomorrow. Ben Calamer trans in tomorrow. And I should be able to get the car back Friday or Saturday. So the white car is going to get the Ben Calamer stage 3 installed ASAP. I'm not going to wait for the race with Jake because Jake's a busy guy. So I'm going to get the trans in, get the clutch worn in, and hopefully if I have to throw Junior some money on the side, we can get the tuning done so the gear ratios match for the downshift rev matching and the cruise control to work properly so that we have a file ready to go. So you guys go, got a Ben Calamer trans, bada bing, bada boom, and it's done. It hurts to see some shops pay bad to really good techs, and the techs stay because they're loyal. I've seen some severely underpaid techs, and they stay loyal, and then they reluctantly move on, and they get showered with praise and money the moment they go out on their own. It's crazy stuff. Nowadays, good techs are rare. Shops need good customer service. True. What happens if a tune on the car when I what happens when the tune on the car when I take the car to the dealership for a wheel bearing covered under bumper to bumper warranty? Now, drop out drives. If your dealer decides to do an update on the car, that could be a problem. If your dealer needs to get into the body control module and tunes are locked, they're going to need a stock tune on that vehicle or a open tune so that they can open it with their software. They're going to try to update you on the latest software, which might unmarry your tuner from your car. How many times have I seen a guy go, hey, Alex, the tune won't load? I go, what are you talking about? You've been tuned for 6 months. I went to Ford to do something under warranty, transmission, motor, wheel bearing, body control module stuff, radio, and they updated my latest calibration, even though I got a PMAS colder intake. Now Ford shoved a stock tune in there with the latest cal. Now you're running 30% lean. Now you're freaking out. Now you're going to put reflash the tune in it. Oh no, we suck again. They unmarried the fucking car with my tuner because they updated the calibration. Yeah, it's a bad look. John Lund dropping $200. What the, man, shit. I mean, with the whole profit sharing thing, bro, I mean, I appreciate all the money. I'm not going to say no to it, but goddamn, thank you very much. Shout out to Joe Goodenough. Yes, Joe Goodenough is that rare guy that's a triathlete when it comes to that. Killer tuner, killer tech, killer diagnosis, killer dyno guy. He's pretty awesome. And Melissa is talking about people. By the way, we're doing a cookie giveaway. So anyone that makes me laugh by the end of the show and want to talk some shit, I'll give y'all a little coupon, or you can go over to Melissa and James. Yeah, they can give you 3 cookies of your liking. I highly suggest the Double D, the YDBT, and the Tony cookie to me are the best. Hey, Alex, you finished tuning my 17 Pro Charge Mustang today on E85. Definitely a whole new animal now. Thanks again. You got it, brother. You got it. Anytime. Kano, he got paid. If Snap-on ain't going there, stay away. Exactly. Boom. Thank you, Senior. I appreciate that. Look, we got to get them axles fixed up. Get that car out there before it goes into chassis jail, because Junior's right. We got to get that car running before the heat comes in. The heat comes in. Tracks are going to be greasy. Rain season's coming, and you're going to be out for 3 months. So I'd rather be out 3 months during the rainy season than to squeeze one or two more track events in and maybe get that 720 or 191 mile an hour pass. New techs fuck shit up. Successful shops, solid ticket tool, and acknowledge base to share. Troubleshooting resolution knowledge key is communication. Senior dropped. What did he say? Senior dropped what? Senior dropped the dick. That's how I got to lunch, says car enthusiast. Come and go. V6 Sooner, Senior just mic drop. Multi-tune's coming. You will simply not understand that we'll all need it. That multi-tune's coming. You will simply not understand, but you will all need it. Yeah. The multi-tune stuff, I have one on my car. I haven't played with it yet because I got to get with Junior on it. Once the trans and everything is situated, we'll flash that tune back in it. And I have it in my car, and I'm planning to make a lot of video on it once I figure out how everything works on that ship. Alex, send Senior some Oh My God cookies. I already did. I bought the guys Oh My God cookies already. Cheryl ended up having the Valentine's cookie. Senior ended up having a peanut butter cookie, I think. And then the other guys shared the YDBT and other stuff. I already got them cookies, bro. Took my Trackhawk to the dealership for the included oil changes. Worst mistake. They fucking totaled it, bro. Andrew Valdez, thank you for becoming a new member. Appreciate that. Can you timing light a Coyote? Yes. Absolutely. Me and Senior have been talking a lot. And the best thing about talking with Senior is his tuning knowledge is from the Lightning days, Fox Body days, Fox Body Lightning. He was tuning Fox Bodies. He was tuning Lightnings, tuning Cobras, tuning GT500s, tuning three valves. So he has that base knowledge. And you give him a carbureted car, he'll fucking rock that shit. So when we talk about carbureting a Coyote, he's like, yeah, it's possible. Can you tune any engine on a Coyote control system? Yes. You just have to know how to configure it properly. That's all. It's a pain in the butt. Your environmental protection agency says, I'll have to give those cookies a try. Thoughts on double versus single beadlock and 15-inch conversion on an IRS car? So, Cheeto, we have a S550 IRS car with 17-inch drag radials, but it is a 29-inch diameter. I don't think it needs a 15-inch conversion. Single versus double beadlocks, it all depends on what you're seeing the rim do with the tire. I mean, I don't think, look, beadlocks are heavier. We've proven that beadlocks are heavier. I have two similarly sized S71s, and one is like 8 pounds heavier than the other, the beadlock. So to have a double beadlock, I don't think it's that necessary, honestly, but some people need it. Us RTD guys are getting jelly. Alex takes care of the people over at Lund Racing. I try. You guys take care of us. I take care of them. Don't got nothing on me, cuh. Channel support. Thank you, sir. Gen 3 Vortec V3. What pulley will get me 750 on the 85? Not trying to blow it up. 10 or 80 that quick. A 3.4 or 3.3 should get you close to 800. Okay, Eliza's S550. So I have a 3.4 and my car should be making 800. I'm like 100 horse shy on that 347 because air load should be like 1920 and at 20 degrees, 260 GT on a centrifugal all day, that should be 800. But for whatever reason, it's not showing that. But if you get on a 3.4 or 3.3, you should hit that number pretty easily. Jesus, take Turvey with you already. Maybe he can work for you. Fuck no, I would never. Turvey does not have the work ethic to work at Lund. Guys, Lund Racing is a production atmosphere. Lund Racing is a production atmosphere. And if you've never worked in a factory where you have to crank out a lot of shit, you will fail miserably at being a tuner at Lund Racing. It absolutely is a ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk atmosphere. You ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And then our assembly line, which one day I hope gets super streamlined, but our assembly line is literally, imagine you are in an assembly line at Ford or Chevy or Dodge, and a Challenger comes down the pipe. And you are, let's say three Challengers come down. Boom. Okay, I got this. Then a Durango. Then you got to build a Durango. Oh, shit. Let me change all my tooling. Stop all I'm doing. And now fucks with this Durango. And then one Durango comes through. Then three Trackhawks. Then a fucking Neon. the process changes all the time and you have to keep up with it. One day I'm hoping that we can streamline that because that'll become insanely efficient, but EPA gets involved and everything gets fucked and we just have to do what we have to do to make ends meet. Lund Racing is for workers. Exactly. There is no slouches at Lund Racing. There are no slouches. Everyone at Lund Racing busts their ass. There is no easy day at Lund Racing. If you got a good worker, you know it. Show them appreciation. And Senior does. Senior and Cheryl do. Very much so. Imagine Turvey telling Mr. Lund he doesn't want him looking over him. Oh, please. Senior is an army dude. He's a dust-off pilot. He ain't about that shit. He will take you out to the back and tell you what the fuck the deal is. And if you don't like it, you can bounce. That he don't play that shit. We lost Turvey and gained John Lund. We're winning today. Then a Dodge Daytona Shelby edition. Alex, dealerships in Houston have service wait times 2 to 3 weeks. You think the dealerships will gear up to maintain more used cars and have a large empty new car lot? Yes. Garage Bill Coyote, you're going to start seeing the mass exodus of the Switch. You're going to start seeing dealers with less and less inventory. And you're going to start seeing the electric hybrid stuff start to creep in because that's the big market. The big market is the everyday guy, the daily driver, the truck guy. So you're going to start seeing the service department needs to make money. And the service department is not going to make any money on battery operated vehicles. Okay. They're going to say, what the fuck did we replace? The battery pack or the wheel bearings? That's it. You're going to do brake pads and battery pack because there are less moving parts and less can go wrong with a EV than a ICE car. So they're going to have to gear up to work on older shit. And that's where they're going to have to really start paying dudes because gone are the days where you can just replace the whole part. Now you're going to have to diagnose. Two valves are going to start coming in. All three valves, you're going to have to replace phasers. They have to make money. So as ICE becomes more less prevalent and EV becomes more prevalent, the service departments are going to be backed up for fucking, just like he said, for weeks because they have to gear up to work on these older ICE cars that are not being supported and they need to make money. What's going to happen to places like Jiffy Lube, all the tech department, all the service departments and all the mom and pop shops that used to work on older vehicles if ICE starts to slowly go away? It's going to be a bad look. So they're going to have to gear up and work on older and older shit. Service department keeps the lights on at dealership. You ain't wrong. 938 horsepower guy saw his meme being shared and said, we're all jealous and bragged about his twin turbo Camaro and Trans Am. And he's still got, I love, where is this? Do you have a screenshot of him talking shit about his dumb hat? What the fuck is that? Okay. Ford wants their techs to learn how to build batteries. Really? With the issues Ford and GM are having with dealers, specialty vehicle orders, do you see them going sales model similar to Tesla? So Tesla doesn't have dealerships in the traditional mindset. Like a dealership is literally by Tesla. And the employees there, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong because I've been wrong before, they're hourly employees. They couldn't give two shits if they sold a Tesla that day or not. But the Teslas pretty much sell themselves. There is a Tesla dealership here on Okeechobee Boulevard. There's the Tesla dealership here, Okeechobee Boulevard. Guys, there's no Teslas there. Trucks show up, Tesla's gone. Trucks show up, Model Ys, 3s, S's, and X's. Gone, gone, gone. I drive by, one day it's full, the next day it's fucking empty. Those things are selling like hotcakes in states like South Florida. It's crazy. Someone put up a one. Why'd you put up a one? What's going on? Did the Turvey show up? Alex, have your coworkers met Complex Girl? No, they have not met her. No. I don't think they ever will, to be honest with you. Ford is already setting up to go direct customer with the Ford E brand. Today, Ford makes 4% profit margin. They want to target 10% and get the car to the customer cheap. Good point. Parts hangers aren't that hard to find. Actual techs with real diagnostics abilities are extremely hard to find. I've been a tech for 25 plus years. It's going to be one tech directing a bunch of part hangers. Understood. Adrian Gonzalez says, I want to play around with the new shitty GMC single cabs. Why? Why? Why would you want to play around with any of that dumb shit? Rest in peace, Turvey, gone for never forgotten. What do you think about the Model 3? Does it pull up top like the Plaid? No. But there are 10-second Model 3s. Guys, there's 10-second Model 3s. There's low 11-second Model 3s. The Model 3 Performance dual motor is a very quick car. I saw a Model 3 Performance go to the Nürburgring and absolutely destroy. He had tires, brake upgrade, and suspension upgrade. Again, tires, brake, suspension, which is all you can do, really. And he was fucking destroying shit. I mean, guys, it was scary fast. Let me see. Model 3 Nürburgring. There we go. Dude, it was, yeah, look at this. God, I might get copyrighted. It's got 3 million views. Dude, you guys want to see how I know you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. You want to see what a Model 3 can do with tires and suspension? Are you ready? Your brain is not going to comprehend what it's seen. Let me play it quick. Let me get up to snuff. And he still had plenty of battery. He still had plenty of battery. So basically a brake upgrade and suspension. Okay, here we go. This is good. This is good. Okay, I'm going to play about a minute and hopefully it doesn't get copyrighted. But here we go. So share screen. YouTube. I love doing this because you guys sometimes don't see this shit. And I'm blown away that you don't see this shit. Again, suspension, tires, and brakes. And this bitch was gapping. Oh, shit. Let me make sure I clicked off the right tab. Let me stop screen, share screen. It's going to be nasty. Modified Tesla. There you go. Share tab audio. If I hit share tab audio, it just goes to fucking shit. Okay, let's play the video. Okay. So what is that? Some junk, some BMW. There's a Porsche in front of it. some BMW. Remember, this is a Model 3, guys. This is no plaid. This is no nothing.
Dude, come on. Look in your mirrors, bro. Seriously.
Big Black Fox trying to get a movement going, but I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about EVs. If y'all don't, leave. Real easy. Leave if you don't give a shit. So what's up ahead? I think there's a Porsche ahead. And he fucking reels these cars in.
You okay?
Like nobody's business. That's a Porsche in front of it. Oh, it's a GT3, I think.
No, that's not that. When I woke up this morning, this was not on my plan list.
Okay, oh, yep, GT3, yep. Get the fuck out of the way. And then when it opens up, whoop, see ya. Look, guys, I love you guys. You guys got to get with the program. If you watch that video, it is ridiculous. Ridiculous. The cars he absolutely destroys in a Model 3. Cars like high-end shit. He is fucking them up. Dude, talking a shit beside him, taking shit. Oh, so what's happening is the G's. He was taking some crazy turns, and the owner of the car was kind of shitting his pants a little bit. Imagine trying to control a 5,000-pound car around a corner consistently. The Tesla plaid vehicles have 3 motors. Who cares? Bro, Jay, we know this shit. Why do you keep reading the fucking brochure? Jesus Christ. Imagine how it feels reeling people in having a conversation. Right. Insane. It runs around shit like that in the ring. Guys, it Porsche GT3s, RSs, whatever have a Model 3 on a road course with suspension and tires, fucks shit up. Bad. Imagine the hybrid Corvette you talked about. I'm excited for that, but it has to be hybrid. I think the hybrid has more of a advantage. Fully electric, the reason that fully electric, in my opinion, won't be sustainable in a racing atmosphere is literally the recharge time. That's all. But if it's hybrid, you can just gas up, keep that bitch running. But the electric motor assists in the torque delivery. You're going to have a really, really good time. Well, considering you ignored the last part of the comment that says they are now introducing 4 motors, who cares? Jay, we know this shit. Everyone knows this shit. Unless you're fucking in a cave. And if my guys are in a cave, I can't help you. I can't. If you're ignoring the EV stuff, ignore it all you want. But you're going to be the horse and carriage guy. If you can answer my question, it's above Eliza's $4.99 comment. Why didn't you just ask it again? The chat moves too fast, bro. Sorry. And there is no guarantee I'm going to get to your question because you pay. if there's 500 people on the chat or 400, it's very difficult to stop, go all the way up, bring the show to a screeching halt. And I guarantee he is telling me the location of where you can mine some element 115. I am sure what he had to say was so important, it's going to solve world hunger. If you're just going to be the modular batteries, you go to the charge station, put a new battery in and move on. Yeah, I don't know about that. Sent screenshot. Thank you. Let's go to the screenshot. So the Corvette guy was mad at you because you took a picture of him wearing his stupid fucking hat and he called you guys out on some dumb shit. Let me see. Here's the screenshot right here. Tony Petty. Is that his name? Facts. That shit's just dumb. Tony Petty. Love the jealousy. It's 9:30 to the wheels. And for those haters. Oh, John Boston is his name. Hate more. I have a twin turbo Camaro and a twin turbo Vega and building single turbo Trans Am. Love to see you at the track. Okay. Where'd you get that hat? I need a 1500 horsepower base model one. The guy got mad. I love that. I love that. You should cheer that one. But Alex, he paid. Yeah, I think a lot of people think that because you pay, you are guaranteed to get your question answered. Guys, paying on this chat is literally supporting the channel. And if I just happen to have time to mention the question, cool. But if I don't, I don't. Sorry. Sorry, bro. Since we're doing this, you missed my paid question back in summer of 2020. Yeah, Bondelbird. And I somehow was able to help you get $50-some hundred to get up here or to get up to Modnaz. The most basic Tesla you can buy is fully bolt-on 5.0 fast. Right. I don't think people will ever understand that aspect until they get in one. Yeah, he got offered a good job and turned it down. Okay, we're talking about Turvey. What's up, Alex? A little late. What's up, Ray Ray? How you doing? Hit the like button, fuckers. But I'm a customer. Hi, I'm Mr. Too Good to Answer fans. Look, I remember there was one time this chat got up to 1,200 people and it made like fucking $2,000 that day. And I couldn't believe it. No one bitched about it because I the questions flew by. But you know which questions I did answer? The ones that stayed up the longest, which are big money questions. So I go, okay, I have the time to keep up with these questions, but because they stay up there, but a $2, $5 question flies by and I don't see it anymore. It just disappears. John Senior's question is still up there. Money is money, but like, come on, a $2 question, sheesh. Is this the peasant chat? Read my comment. Stan, finally catching a live stream, the Shelby Dave of the vet world. But Alex, I pinched your tip. Read my comment. Sasha Kim says, I can't believe the profit being made on reselling the Hummers makes me sick. I love it. C8s. Remember when they stopped making C8s from the chip shortage? Remember that Cletus had a C8 for a little bit? He had a blue C8 that he somehow locked his key fob in. Like, I'm blown away that. Anyway, he ended up, I think, selling his Corvette because people were like, I want it and I want it now. And the chip shortage, I think, halted production of C8s for a little bit, and he was able to make money. Is the R on this chat said he sold his for a profit, and now he ordered another one. Smart man, smart man, smart man. Okay, I smoked the Model 3. He was using ludicrous mode, light to light, TC kicked on, and lockout. Yeah, no, I don't think so. No way, not light to light. You did not beat a Model 3 light to light. Sorry, no, you did not beat a Model 3 performance light to light. I'm sorry. Milton Perez, love you. No way it happened. Alex, dumb question, but are you sure the blow-off valve is adjusted correctly? Yes, it's shut the whole time. I even put a video up, and I actually videoed the blow-off valve during the Watt pole on the dyno. I just didn't put it up on the video because it's just a valve being shut. That thing was fine. It's not the spring. Dog twist for Tony. Thank you, SK Performance Jeff. Corvette Chet. I'm out later. Y'all says Bondelbird. Bondelbird, see you later. What do you got? You got to ship some, you guys finally getting shipments from not China in and boxing them up for the peeps. Oh my God. If Cletus bought a Scion TC, people would start buying them up just because he did. And that's the sad part. Like, I appreciate the fact that he got himself to be influential, but I'm blown away that people give a shit about what he does. Admiral Peck says, did you think the hybrid Mustang will have the 2.3 Eco or the 5.0? To be honest with you, I think it'll have the small V6, the one that's in the the ST, the Explorer ST, or the smaller one, the 2.7 V6 that's in the F-150s. I like that little motor. Guys, have you ever gotten into the little tiny 2.7? I think I went 14.3 in the F-150 with that little motor with just a 293 octane two-wheel drive. that truck was actually decently quick. Little twin turbo, 2.7 V6. You can probably get 500 horsepower out of it with good fuel and some mods, and then a hybrid motor on it to bring the torque back up. Guys, I think that's a winner in my opinion, but I don't know if it'll happen. I think the blower is hurt on the white car. That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to do a belt. I'm going to do a pulley, but I think the blower is just inefficient. It's just not doing what it's supposed to do. What's your opinion on spec super twin clutches ready for it? Look, I've already gone through this. I'm not a fan of the RXT, but since Ben Callimer provided one for free, I said, okay, I'll try it. But he even said, Alex, you might want to put a Mantic twin disc sprung hub in it because it's going to be loud. The Stage 3 is already on the loud side. And with a RXT, it'll be pretty freaking loud. So we'll see how it is. I'll review it. It'll give me a good chance to review what a RXT clutch with a Stage 3 trans sounds like inside and how it drives, because I have to put some braking miles on it, and then I'll let you know how it all goes. But I don't shit about spec. The only car I drove that had a spec clutch was Senior's car, and I fucking hate how it feels in his car. He got used to it. He likes it. I absolutely hate how John Lund Senior's old clutch setup felt on his GT500. 30027, that's what I think, Patrick Lynch. 30027 will end up in the Mustang, hopefully. 27 rips in the F-150, absolutely. The 2.7 V6 in the F-150 twin turbo, it fucking goes. It's a nice little ride. $20 from Kylon302, thank you very much. I have a single cab 27 on E50, it's quick. 27 truck is nice. I agree. Tony understands how women think, and they understand him. 2. Someone said something about Cletus. Cleet won the event in Vegas because they wasn't allowed to tune after the cruise. Cleet won the event in Vegas because they wasn't allowed to tune after the cruise. I don't know what that means. You mean you got to go out there on the tune that you showed up in and race on that tune? Yeah, Cletus dialed it in at Bradenton, right? Didn't he dial in like an 8-0 car? And he just put a little bit of fuel in it and did his thing? I mean, that's smart. If that's the rules, that's the rules, man. Savage gave me some Canadian money. He says, I appreciate this channel and the knowledge you share. I spent $80,000 on my build and saved a lot by listening to what you had to say. Listen to your tuner. Hey, Savage50, thank you. Look, I'll be honest with you. The half of the stuff that's on this channel, let's say a quarter of the stuff that's on this channel, I wouldn't be able to give you guys unless I work for Lund. If anything happens with EPA or whatever, that knowledge might be delayed slightly or go away because it doesn't come across my wavelength in real time if I'm out there doing other things. But I think you got to give some credit where credit is due. And Lund Racing, based on all the interactions we have with a bunch of people, we basically have a group chat where we try to work out issues together in real time. And then I can just relay that information back to you guys. Hopefully help somebody save money. Joshua Lawrence says, crumbs for the rat noise. What rat noise? There's rat noise? McLeod Street Extreme was the quietest clutch I ever had. Felt closest to stock as possible. But it's a basic Tesla 2-valve fast. I beat John's vet in traffic. Yes, I have a 2.7 in sport. Always impresses me. They always blow up the car messing with the tune. Alex, you missed my question. Elon Musk, hey, you're looking to buy this channel? I will sell it for a easy $250,000. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it. Oh, shit. Elon Musk in the house. Did you see the freak out people are having over him owning Tesla? Twitter. And he wanted to make it private and he wanted to make the algorithm open source. I can't wait until he sees what the algorithm did before the elections, then the Hunter Biden shit, then Poppy Trump getting booted, then Babylon B getting booted. Oh my God. He has access to all of that. And he actually put a hold because there's some Twitter guys talking shit on him. I don't give a fuck if Elon Musk is my boss. Suck my dick. Okay, motherfucker. You don't think he's going to come in there and with a huge swath go bye-bye? Oh, yeah?
You don't like it? Bye-bye.
You're fucking fired. See you later. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be so fun if Elon Musk starts saying, by the way, during the election, the algorithm was set so that anytime you typed in Hunter and laptop, the fucking algorithm got rid of that post. Oof. I hope he publishes that shit. It's going to be a good time. CNN's the funniest. Would you go to a party that has freedom? Yes, I saw that. Would you go to a party that you can do whatever you want at? Or would you go somewhere where there's basic rules and people are going to prevent you from doing it? Stop it. Twitter employees scrambling to delete files after file, right? Trump will go back on Twitter. 100%. He may not be fully active like before, but lots will change. I care more about Project Veritas. Agree. Elon Musk. Everyone's getting fired. Thank you, Elon Musk. See, Elon Musk comes in here and says, everyone's getting fired. The way he runs SpaceX, Tesla, the guy he hired to oversee the building of Giga Texas, I love, because he let him drive the truck to the stage. He introduced him. Bye-bye. The guy doesn't want limelight. The guy doesn't want to be known or seen. He is doing such a good job. He goes, get the fuck out of here or I'm going to fuck you out right now. Okay. But thank you for doing a great job overseeing the building of the Giga Texas plant. Bro, that guy is unbelievable. And the people that hate on him and hate on him because they call him an oligarch. Oh, I'm sorry. What, doesn't Jeff Bezos own the Washington Post or some shit like that? Fuck out of here with your bullshit. Doesn't Zuckerberg own Facebook? You don't see people tripping about that bullshit. Stop it. Well, it looks like I'll be looking for a job at the end of the month. Not sure what I'll do after 15 years. The company wants me to move. Boosted Coyote. What do you mean? I've been in that situation. Tell me about your situation, Boosted Coyote. What do you do? Where do they want you to move? Where do you live? Because people in this chat might know somebody near you, depending on what you do for a living. They might get you a job. We tried to get Turvey a job. He said no to three job offers. Three job offers. We tried to give Turvey, and that dumb motherfucker said no to all three. Tony in the house. What's up, bitch? How you doing, cabrón? Oh, yeah, he's a good puppy. I want to just pet him. Alex, you've shouted out my product so much. I've been paying attention. I really appreciate it. You're welcome, Elon Musk. Look, all I want is a plaid, but the badass bitch with the 21-inch wheels. I just need one of those in white or red. Send that shit down. It would be good. I just applied for collision repair in the Dallas area. Age, sex, location. Elon, you need to give Alex tuner access to Tesla PCMs. Yeah, come on, stop it. And some custom power delivery files to make it feel like an ice car or something. Rest in peace, Turvey. Turvey is a jackass, man. Shaking my head. Dude, you got to go. You got to go. I love you. I love you. Got to go. I love how the Dems are freaking out and saying that he's trying to hinder the election. But wait, didn't they ban Trump before the election? Double standard. Exactly. I can't wait till the algorithm shit's released. I guarantee he's going to have to have a big press conference and say, y'all motherfuckers. I'm putting cases on all y'all motherfuckers. Where is that? Where's that one? All you motherfuckers. I'm putting cases on all y'all. Where is that one? Slurbit, Bolivian, Boozy, Gang. Not too high powered. Dem guts. Not that guy. Baby Milk Stand. Son of a bitch. We suck. What son of a bitch? Oh, okay. Sasso, nothing is over. R2-D2 failed. Danger zone. Mike Tyson, heavy dude. Damn, I don't have it. What is he? Oh, y'all. King Kong. I think it's called King Kong. No, that's not here. Damn it. That was a good clip. That would have been perfect. 21-inch wheels are 34 pounds each. Fuck those wheels. Ordering my signature wheels, so 2010 squared, 20 pounds a piece. Look, I'm talking about the Tesla. I want it to look like a bad motherfucker. I want everyone to know I got a plaid from a mile away. If you get the 19-inch wheels on the plaid, you're looking like a poor-ass bitch. You got to get the 21s, bitch. Sometimes you just... If you get a Mach 1, images. Let me find it. Damn it. All of them have the good wheels. I'm looking for the shit wheels. There are Mach 1s with shit-ass wheels. And it looks shit-ass. But the Mach 1's wheels, probably the best looking wheels I've ever seen. The Mach 1 wheels. Oh, look at this thing. So let's imagine you buy a Mach 1, right? Imagine you actually go out there and buy a Mach 1 and you buy this one with those wheels. Like you buy the basic shit ass wheels, bro. So what you do is you go back, right? And you nut up and you get these fucking wheels, son. Yes, you get the bad bitches. You don't get the bitch ass wheels if you're going to buy a Mach 1. You're going to buy the badass wheels. You don't buy the bitch ass wheels like this, like a poor. You buy the bad motherfuckers, because if you're going to stick your dick in, bottom out. Please, bottom out. I went with the 19s on my plaid. The 21s aren't good wheels for the money. Whatever, Sasha. What are you going to put? Billet specialty? Actually, you might be right. Because it's like a $3,000 option. 2010s weigh like 20 pounds. Pat the One says plaid needs 24s. You blot that shit. Blot that shit. Hey, hey, hey. That's alpaca. You blot that shit.
Hey, 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 hey. Don't rub on that. You blot that. You understand? That's alpaca. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. Right. You don't rub it. Put the club soda on there.
Yeah, I would unsub from Tour Viate because, homeboy, we guys, imagine you're a 25-year-old kid and a channel, not that I'm some bigwig, but a channel that has reach, has access to three or four guys that offer you a job, and you said no to all of them. Alex, I'll send you a plaid, but you have to sell all the Mustangs except hush money. That's not a Mustang. I'll send you a conversion kit. Send it. Let's go. You do that, Elon Musk, I will sell all the Mustangs. I'll keep the F-150 because you said all the Mustangs. I only got two. Only. So I'll sell the white one. I'll sell the blue one and make good money. And I'll have a plaid in a truck and hush money. Shit. Deal. No problem. If you're going to stick your dick in, bottom out. Exactly. I'll put cases on all you fools. Put the club soda on it. Yeah. Good evening. What's your opinion on the Magnaflow competition catback? Too loud? Yes. Look, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This catback is a little too loud. It needs an H pipe because right now it has an X pipe and it's a little on the raspy side. And it might need a H pipe with that mid muffler to just tamp it down a little bit. But I don't want to sacrifice power. It made 20 extra horse. So I might just live with it. Fuck it. Elon, Alex needs a roadster. Sheesh, Alex and Tony in the cyber truck. Yes. Gonna have to Tesla swap the truck too. Whatever he wants. Look. Elon Musk comes in here and starts saying some shit like, yo, you got whatever you want, bro. You're going to be the first trillionaire. I'm good. Whatever you want, Poppy. Alex is going to sell the plaid and get his backdraft, baby. Yeah, that's probably not a bad deal. Why hasn't Tesla offered carbon fiber wheels? I don't think they care that much. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think they care that much about being, I mean, they already have the fastest production car, even on 21s. Do you think they're going to say, okay, actually they might. I don't know. You might be onto something because everyone wants to customize their Tesla. You can lose your Tesla in a parking lot. Let's be honest. They don't look fantastic. The plaid looks good with the 21s just because of the stance. They're wide. They're big. They're fat. But what does the plaid need more than anything? An insane brake upgrade. The plaids don't stop. They suck at stopping. So a carbon wheel setup, badass. Like, can you offer Billy badass Brembos or Wilwoods on the motherfucker, please? People would buy it. Thank you for giving Turvy the boot. Now, guys, you got to understand. I understand you guys disliked him. A lot of you guys go, why is Alex giving Turvy any shine? Do you know how many guys in their early 20s to mid 20s I know are headed down a shitty path? Like, a shitty path. And if you're able to catch them in time, you can steer them the right way. I've seen some guys that didn't get slapped around by their dads. Some of them end up with, you know, offering reval Vikings and suspension companies and saying they have an empire when they have nothing. They need to get slapped by their dads. But Turvey's one of those guys that I thought I could grab and try to rehab him. But I think he's past that point. Once I saw he had a neck tattoo of a hashtag or the number symbol, I'm like, you're done. What do you want carbon fiber wheels? You'll swap them for headlocks. I don't know if I'll swap them for headlocks, Elon. Beadlocks maybe, but I don't know about swapping wheels to be put in a headlock. It's kind of an odd thing to swap wheels for. Where's the Tesla coupe? Let's do this already. I have stainless works catback with an H pipe. It's not too loud and has good sound. Exactly. Alex, want to sell the OEM mufflers from the white car? You can have them. You can have them. I come across them all the time, John Shoemaker. If you want the exhaust out of my white car, it's at par by the hour. Let me know. Come wide with a big old truck. Get it out of my house. Get it out of my face. Are we going to call the show? Are we calling Elon for suggesting a carbon tax? Guys, think about it. Would you rather pay a carbon tax or be put out of business? Would you rather pay a carbon tax or be put out of business? Because that's the only options you're going to have. Sorry. Oh, we're going to fight it and revert it. No. It's going that way. It's over. It's already, snowball is huge. It's been pushed down the hill. We're gonna get fucked on our hobby. So we either get on board or fuck off or build old cars forever, which is what I'm gonna do. So I mean, look, I'd rather pay, if someone said to me, Alex, would you pay a $200 a year carbon tax and you can run your cars all day you want? Yep, here you go. Here's $200. Hell, we pay an excise tax. We pay crazy gas taxes for shitty roads. What's a carbon tax so I can run my shit ragged and not give a fuck? And then he gave me $10 more. He said beadlocks. I don't know. Elon Musk must, he has a lot of money, but he's only give. I can't believe Elon just bought a social media company for $47 billion and he's giving me $10 at a time. Shit. Broke ass motherfucker. I'll take it. I'm still paying you though. Do I just call PBS to set it up? Let me know. I can open up. I got keys and I can, it's outside. So I can just say, here you go. Just let me know when you want to be there and I'll let Jake know that I'm heading over and we'll be good to go. Yeah. Gas guzzler tax. Nothing is over. Yeah. Nothing is over. It's over. Jeff. It's over.
It's over. Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off.
Elon paid over $11 billion in taxes last year and he had to sell stock to do so. Like, Elon doesn't have $200 billion cash, guys. Elon does not have $200 billion cash. The money he came up with to buy Twitter was from investors based on what he has going on at Tesla and SpaceX, based on what the public values the company at. The public values Tesla at $1 trillion. Listen, I'll say it again. Listen to this, guys. The general public values Tesla at $1 trillion. And Elon Musk owns a lot of shares. So his net worth, based on, let's say, a 20% stake in the company, a 25%, is $250 billion if the public values it at $1 trillion. So when they say, well, you earned this, so you got to pay, then he has to sell stock to pay his taxes. He does not have money, cash money. My God, my God, my God. Look at that, Elon Musk. It's probably Truviate, but I'll play along. Hey, Elon, thank you very much for the $100. I appreciate you very much. Good luck on Twitter, and I appreciate you being a fan of the show, Mr. Elon. Thank you so much. I think I'm 50 Alex on Twitter, so make sure you put a blue check mark on my shit. Thank you. Next thing you know, porn won't be free anymore. Yeah, my ass. The wealthy never use their own money to acquire anything. Tesla stock keeps going up while Ford GM keeps going down. Tesla 1 billion. Elon is priced. Tesla is 1 billion? Trillion. Trillion. No fucking way. Yeah, it's Elon. Guys, it's really Elon. Will a couple of degrees of timing above 30 be beneficial for my auto 18 GT? Nope. Not one more horsepower. I've already proven this in a video where I went from 27 degrees to 30 and it made 8 horsepower. And from 30 to 33, like 1.5 or 2 horsepower. Not worth rattling the piston in the bore. Do not go above 30 degrees in timing. There is no benefit. If you're cash heavy rich, you get taxed on it. Exactly. Elon out here laying some mad pipe. Can I choose you as my tuner? If I get Luntune, you can, but there's no guarantee you might get it because if a lot of people start requesting me to get tuned, I would never get anything done. I wouldn't do a good job if I'm doing the bulk of the tuning. So it's just the luck of the draw. Turvy couldn't even afford to send you $1. Turvy doesn't have $100. Ha, Elon is about to buy Mars. KingCon ain't got nothing on Elon. Elon talking all that shit. Turvy is rolling in YouTube money. Hey, Elon, want to buy my Whipple and bring them back to operating in America? Hey, presidential spam, do me a favor. Hit up DoMyGodCookies_LLC. Oh My God Cookies _LLC on Instagram. You win the cookies today. That was very good. Hey, Elon, you want to buy Whipple and bring them back to operating in America? Love it. You win the cookies today. So Melissa, James, Lake, EPA, whoever you're going by right now, please give presidential spam Three cookies. Good shit. Good shit. Says, I love you, Alex. Daniel Green, Elon is here. Right. Yo, you're not going to, if Elon is here, no one's going to outbid Elon. So the guy who's typed in Elon's like, fuck, I got to act like Elon now. I got to give Alex money. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Lake. Thank you. Okay. Melissa. And guys, as always, go to DoughMyGodCookies.com. I'm going to give them a nice plug because, guys, these guys are good people. These guys just sit there and make cookies and just bring your fucking diabetes all day, every day. So let's take, oh, look at hot chicks. Yeah, look, she puts more pictures of her up. More cookies will sell, plain and simple. So they got the chocolate sea salt. Oh, that's a good motherfucker. That one and the YDBT is badass shit. Did they get rid of the YDBT? Y'all get rid of the YDBT? Y'all motherfuckers get rid of the YDBT? Y'all did, motherfucker. Oh, here we go. So the chocolate sea salt, badass cookie. And basically mine is like the Uncle Dave or some shit with the, my cookie is the Uncle Dave with like oatmeal and everything. This is a bad bitch. This thing will get you fucked up. Double D is like an Almond Joy and coconut, badass fucking cookie. So yeah, there you go. DoughMyGodCookies_LLC on Instagram. DoughMyGodCookies.com. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. He will enjoy them. Awesome. Oh, wow. Those are different style cookies. I'm moist, says Sasha Klim. Sasha, go there. Order cookies, bro. They're $6. They're huge. One you can cut up in like four and it'll take you a whole day to eat. It's a big fucking cookie. Where the 956 Doc Watch is at? Where the 956 Doc Watch is at? There's no 956 motherfucker here.
Put up Big Ten 956 a la verga.
Oh, YDBT won't leave. I love that.
I like
YDBT
smell when she like, whoop. And I be like, you know, and we like, Pearl Pinche 956 Alka. What does that even mean? You just made me say a gang. I'm not no gang member.
I'll buy Whipple and send a Whipple to space. It'll be faster than 80 weeks. Actually, Elon, this is what you should do. Take the Starship, put one in China so that when Whipple has USA cases and rotors in them, it can take off and land in Boca Chica, Texas or Florida. Guys, that's what I think should happen. That's what I think should happen, bro. Put a pinche 956 a la verga, cuz. Turvy is Elon. Now he can't produce his own intakes with that $100 donation. Fuck it, Elon. Do it live. Buy Whipple live. How cool would that be if Elon was a legit fan? It's not happening. It's not going to happen. Do you think Elon Musk, do you think that's actually Elon Musk that's giving us money? Or do you think it's Turvy? Remember Turvy the other day? We tried to get him a job and he was like, nah, fuck all that shit. So Elon might be a fan. So what do you think if Elon is actually a fan of the channel? He doesn't care. You're too goddamn cute. Would you do the same exact setup for the red car or would you change anything knowing all the parts work? Ah, that's a good question. If I was to ever build Jean Grey again, okay, if I was to ever come across a black S550, it would be 4R200 hub, TVS, 373s. Yes. 373s, and that bitch will be a 8-second daily driver if I want it to be. Already got the cookbook, already got the recipe, 11-to-1 compression, 69-millimeter pulley, I'm sorry, 72-millimeter pulley, 10% lower, 10 rib, 3R200 hub, 373s in the back with some G-Force axles, 8-second combination, bro. Sell me your stage 2 MT82, please. Santana, I'm sorry. That goes back to Ben Callimer because Ben Callimer gave me that transmission to R&D. He says, beat the shit out of this thing, Alex. I want to see how the parts are holding up. Camaros are gay, says. I feel like Whipple Mustangs aren't as fast as most say. I mean, I'm telling you, you're not wrong. The problem is this. It's a good marketing campaign. It's a good marketing deal. They're fast. A lot of the Whipple cars are very fast, but when you're seeing Paxton 3.3 pulley cars, Vortec 3.3 V7 JTs, get after it. Odin 10R80 cars, get after it. Twin turbo Hellion, Aldo on three, midnight cars. Like Whipple just, it's like people just go, well, who cares? But they have a great marketing campaign and the cars do run really well. But there's so much fast shit out there that it's basically now become a level playing field. Like, you don't just go automatically, Whipple's going to be the baddest shit. No, you're going to go Twin Turbo, 10R80 is going to be the baddest shit. BL Fab shit is badass shit. Midnight Turbo cars are badass shit. Midnight Odin trucks are badass. Midnight Odin, Midnight Twin Turbo. Like, look, now it's who is the best shop in tech, not necessarily best power adder. So whoever can make their parts work the best are going to be the best. Five-O Shirley, hey, what's up, brother? Hope all is well. I was curious if you don't mind sharing. How much money a year do you think you've made on YouTube alone? So I'm not going to give you the exact amount, but it's above $50,000 and it's under $100,000. That's the best I'll say. I think Elon was originally Scotty Kilmer, then Bill from CJ Pony Parts. They're 80 weeks fast. Elon should hire Turvey as the head moderator at Twitter because I don't want anyone breathing down my neck. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Turvey, is it a member? I am. What treats is Tony like? I'll send him some. You know what? Animal crackers. Animal crackers. The motherfucker, he likes the milk bones and all that. That's fine. But he shits diarrhea. But I had animal crackers one day, the good old style animal crackers, and I just bit the head off the elephant, and it was just like, here you go. And he was losing his mind for them, and he does tricks for them and everything. He loves animals, but I don't give him a lot of treats, guys. He has a very regimented, you know, eating schedule. I don't give him a lot of junk. He's a very fit dog, jumps really high. We work out a lot. He's got a tight diet. Trillion worth with a T. Centrifugal are perfect for the Coyote. Centrifugal, in my opinion, are perfect for 10R80. You look at what ESS has done. And I don't know shit about ESS, and they're not paying me, and I'm not. ESS has came into the market with a blower that's a similar performance. It can make 1,000 depending on the head unit. It mounts similar to like how Pro Charger does, but it doesn't snap your crank. They've made great power. I had a guy in California beat a 1,000 horsepower C7 Corvette with an ESS 10R80 car. In my opinion, centrifugal 10R80 cars for roll racing is where it's at. Centrifugal 10R80 cars with aggressive boost, like 18 and up, is like money for roll cars. They're going to be 9 and 8 second quarter mile cars, but I'm saying for roll shit. Now, Twin Turbo's King Daddy. I'm not going to deny that. Twin Turbo is going to be the top dog. But if you don't want to spend Twin Turbo money on a car, a centrifugal 12, 13, 14 PSI is stupid on a roll. And if you're going to pull it to death, you're going to have a good time. Animal crackers equals crack for Tony. Yes, absolutely. Water to air for turbo intercooler. Look, if you get it, Jake's kit is air to air. The BL Fab kit is air to air. Most of the really, really fast guys are still air to air. I would do air to air if you're going to do a lot of driving on the street. Air to water, yeah, obviously you're going to have issues there if you're going to drive it a lot on the street. Do you walk Tony on a leash or do you trust him enough to come back if you called? No. He's a terrier. He's a lizard. He's gone. He'll come back to me eventually, but when I go to the park, he goes into a zone that he just like fucking darts and starts chasing birds. He goes into play mode. The moment the leash goes on him, he turns into a robot. He's like, oh. So he's definitely a dog that needs to be on a leash. But did a vet guy have 1,000 horsepower on his hat? I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you, John Shoemaker. I don't know. This is just a video he sent me, and he beat a quote-unquote 1,000 horsepower Corvette. So I can't give you details on the race. But why would you race if you don't got everything? Why would you race if you don't got everything going? Yeah, when I think ESS, I always think Mercedes. Viper superior over any vet for racing. C, NTH, Motor, Calvo. Yeah, we know. Jesus Christ. We know, Jesus. Will I get flamed for my peasant super chat? Did you say something? Let me see. Sean. Elon, no. Elon's the one talking all that shit. 5-0. Shirley, I haven't seen. Here you go. I missed Sunday's live, but I need advice. I feel like I'm stuck wasting my labor skills, $42,000 a year as a tech. Do I go into management or leave? I don't know. $42,000 a year for a tech? How old are you? How long have you been doing it? You know, are you good? Do you have a good resume? Do you have a lot of certificates? Blah, 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 blah. Where are you located? If you're located somewhere that there's no fucking money, yeah, 42 ain't shit. Mercedes techs down here make 60, 70, 80. But where they live is expensive to live. So it's a whole different thing. Can Ghost Cam hurt my S550? No. No, ghost cam. Can the remember the time we put the ghost cam tune on the car and you got kind of a little wigged out and you asked me, hey, Alex, isn't that going to fuck up the phasers? Remember that time? Right. So what ended up happening was nothing. Shit was fine forever. And these people think it's going to fuck up their car. What do you think? You think it's going to fuck up their car? Do you think it's going to fuck up their car? No? God damn it. Your shit's... I got to cut your nails, bro. God damn it. Imagine it had another line said 970 on race gas. My buddy with a Gen 1 heard of Fox with a Coyote swap and fell in love. Is there a way to relocate the mufflers mid-chassis to change the tone? It doesn't sound like shit. Yes, second shift racing. My Fairmont had the mufflers right before the diff. That bitch sounded bad. Yes, absolutely. Tony's smarter than B-Turd. Same age, making $60,000 in Ohio. Damn, Sean, we're in the same boat. I do have HVAC in South Florida. Heading over to the EPA for them cookies. Have a good night, Kings. Presidential spam. Thank you for the best comment of the night. Animal crackers getting delivered on Thursday to PBH. That is the guy who got me the rear. What's his name? Both the guy who used to pay me all this money before, and then he got sick, and then him and Daniel Green were having a contest. Remember the guy's name? He was daddy of the chat for a long time, and I haven't seen him in a bit. Is the MMR water pump pulley good for the Coyote? It's not bad for the Coyote. It's a pulley. Jesus Christ. Had Lund tune, ED cam tune. It is killer. So I got revision back IMRC deal ED5 cam tune, and it sounds nothing like I was told. Nothing really changed. What do I do? Is it okay to run the first tune I had? If you put the 85 millimeter, if you put the 18 manifold on it, it's going to change how it sounds. It's going to change how it sounds. IMRC delete E85 cam tune. The E85 cam tune is quieter because timing is higher because of the high octane. The car is happy, has high octane. If the car has pump gas, it has lower timing and it sounds throatier. There's nothing we could do about it, brother. Go back on pump gas. Request a pump gas can lope tune with IMRC delete. It'll sound like it used to. I'm 20, making 40K, painting cars in Central Texas. Become a rotating equipment tech, easy 70K to 100K. That's not a girl. This is not a girl. There's a picture of a girl. There's no way it's a girl talking all that shit. We look forward to hearing from you, presidential spam. Emmanuel says, 13GT500, do you recommend a Pro Command flex fuel sensor kit? No. And I'm not going to tell you why. I'm not going to go into the fucking bullshit. It skews injector pulse width. I'm good. You can do it if you want based on their commercials and shit, but it skews injector pulse width. No, thank you. Brandon Kyle. That's it. Kyle Brandon. I think that Elon is Kyle Brandon. Exactly. So when will the Revive owners start putting 300 horsepower on their hat? What's the best mod for my EcoBoost 20 Mustang 2017? The best mod? Okay. This is the best mod for a 2017 EcoBoost Mustang. You get in it, you drive to a dealership, trade that motherfucker in. That's the best mod for anything. Alaverga Tuning says, are stripper poles rotating equipment? I'm 25, making 115,000 centrifugal air compressor tech. Yeah, that ain't you. So stop putting your girlfriend on, you catfish ass motherfucker. What's wrong with you, Joshua Lawrence? Guys here on the chat are jerking off to you, looking you up on Instagram, looking you up on Facebook, looking you up on YouTube, and that is your girlfriend's picture? Weirdo. Got my C2MTD2 from Calamar last week. It's a bad bitch, says Santana. Trade it. You got to trade. Come on, man. 17 EcoBoost, Papa. You got to trade that shit in. But this is fuck that. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Man, say hi to Kodak Black for me. They want me to move to Orlando. Okay. I'm a field service technician working on $2-3 million motorhomes. Okay. Wait, you're in Jacksonville and they asked you to move to Orlando and you said no? What? What's wrong with you, man? How much do you get? I mean, okay. How long have you been there? Do you like your job? Do you like the company you work for? They asked you to move. They like you. Are they willing to pay moving expenses? How old are you? Come on, man. It's like a 2-hour drive. Stop it. Send a pic with a milk jug. I'm a bro. That's my girl, bro. That's weird. Change your profile pic. So guys, stop looking you up. Because they're being weird, thinking they can fuck. You know what I'm saying? See, Jared Wells says, I already nutted on that pick. Damn. Do you remember Late Model Mayhem group from Facebook? Yeah, shit was AIDS as fuck. It was so AIDS. Hated that shit. Josh Cashfish, Joshua catfished us all. He has her picture because she's toxica. Oh, that's what it is, Alfredo Diaz. I think his girl is a toxica, and she says, put my picture up on that shit so no one hit, so make sure that they know I'm your girl. Those lips, though. If you have an EcoBoost, you're a cuck. 21 years old with 3 years experience in the shop, which isn't much. I'm in North Texas. That's the problem. You're in fucking North Texas. I would have taken the parts farm job if I could have moved. Sorry for the spam. No, you're good, brother. Anyone in North Texas can pay this guy more than $42,000 a year with 3 years experience. 21 years old, you're a baby. I would just eat shit for a little while, bro, or get a side hustle. Honestly, at 21 years old, you don't have enough experience, life experience. I think you should just get a good gig that's steady, do a side hustle because you're 21, young, get 2-3 jobs, and then eventually you'll have enough experience and know-how that you'll end up in a good position. But at your age, you should be having 3 or 4 fucking jobs, no problem. Would asking gym advice here cause me to get flamed? No, no. I mean, I'm not a gym guy. I appreciate if you guys think I'm like this jack dude, but I think I'm average. Y'all some rich motherfuckers. My 1040s show I make $33,000 a year. I need a new business. Okay. See, you said my 1040s show. That means you have a lot of deductible, tax deductible things like property, investments, things like that. So stop it. Stop it. If fundraising could tune any other platform, which one would it be? I'd like to get into something not American, to be honest with you. We like the Porsche stuff. We like the Porsche stuff looks good to me. To me, honest, I don't like any American shit. We don't care about Camaros. That market is saturated, and everyone's got the tune suppositories, the Hellcats and Trackhawks. You're just gonna get. You got to get. But first of all, to tune a Hellcat or a Trackhawk, you got to get jumped into the gang. Okay, and you got to take an oath. Okay, when you're gonna tune a Hellcat and Trackhawk, they gotta know if you're wearing red or blue, and if you choose one, you ride out with that motherfucker forever. So I don't want to be involved in that fucking lifestyle. But something German would be, in my opinion, badass. Not Lambo. Lambo is like so. I think German is more reasonable because you know you can tune. Volkswagen, Merc, Porsche, Audi. Yeah, I mean, you can do a lot. I'm 17, make $69,000 a year, working the drive-thru at McDonald's. Bullshit. Bullshit. Josh's girl looks like that fat comedian chick, McCarthy. What muffler did you have dumped on before your diff? Magnaflow. I'm a Magnaflow guy. They're the, 18-inch or 17-inch bullet mufflers. Boy, they're like the same exact ones Wesley Evans has had in real teal, the exact same muffler. What about N54 tuning? Don't know what you're talking about. Get tuned by O Block, right? Could you imagine you? And if you don't know home, this guy, you ain't from my block. What is it? Is it internet gangster? What's his name? Dirk? Is it internet? No, where's Dirk? Damn it, Dirk. I'll see what song, what happened to Vision. Dirk, aha. Confronts Lil J. Blocklist. Rumors. Is it rumors? No, it's not rumors. What's the other? Computer murderers. There's computer murderers. I don't let them play with Ronnie. I'm just waiting on my chance. I mean, yo, that's when I hear, hey man, hey, I'm finna slide in my Durango Hellcat, and you gotta be like, you can't play no games, you play with other niggas. Nah. You ain't from my block if you don't know Tasty Buddha and Chops. That's what I mean. You don't hear Tasty Buddha and Chop. I mean, you gotta know who they are. I'm good. Hey man, respect. I'm good. I don't wanna know. I'm good. I want to be alive forever. Imagine Lil Durk ask you to shut off his O2s, whatever he wants. If Lil Durk comes in here and starts saying, like, you better shut off my O2s. No games, you play with other niggas, not now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got it. Whatever you want. I'm going to turn off all your O2s, bro. Fuck all that. For my Flex tune, would I need to pay for the price for a full E85 tune? Yes, absolutely. It's $250 for injectors. and or flex tuning. So if you want flex tuning and you don't need injectors, it's 250. If you want LU47s or any other injector and no flex tuning, it's 250 and you're owed flexing E85. Shut off what? Hey, if the guy comes up to you talking like this, oh no, he ain't saying nothing. That was like an intermission. He down at school zone. Mama say I'm tripping on with my niggas like a group home. Oof. He said that. I didn't. Them old block boys different. Yeah, I don't fuck with I don't want to fuck around with anything. I'm good. I'm in Riviera. I'm happy. I'm alive. Things are good. Blood in, blood out, tuning for Hellcat and Trackhawks. Yeah. If you tune a Hellcat and a Trackhawk, guys, there's a guy in my block. My complex, my block. And he's like, he is Bell Glade. He's like, hey, man, you going to Bell Glade to race some trucks? I was like, what? We're going to Bell Glade to race some trucks, man. We got that 6'7 with that Garrett. And we got an 06 Duramax with 400 pounds in the bed. And he got slicked on them hoe. And we're going to race them. We're going to race some Banshees. And we got a couple of Hellcats. And we're gonna. I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere near that. I know my shit's got them all covered. I've seen the videos. My car has all of them covered. if you have an EcoBoost, put a turbo size of Mariah Carey's pussy and you'll gap a 3-valve. What is happening with Mariah Carey's pussy? EPA just locked their doors. I made $500,000 as a CEO. Damn. Oh, my Lord. No, Chad is safe from the YB Meat Riders. What's YB? Don't say it. A silverback gorilla out there. Right. Exactly. So is flex fuel something you don't recommend on a 13? Emmanuel Martinez, what is flex fuel? Let's go there. What's flex fuel? Go. What is flex fuel? I'm not talking to nobody today, but Emmanuel Martinez to end the chat. What's flex fuel? What's flex fuel? Go ahead. What's flex fuel? Tell me. What's flex fuel? What's flex fuel? Come on. Let's go. I ain't got no fucking time. What's flex fuel? Tell me what flex fuel is. Explain to me what flex fuel is in your understanding. Let's go. Your boosted car at 20 PSI. You want to be able to run E20, E30, okay, being able to run different content of ethanol. Are you going to run different boost? Or are you going to stay on low boost but run better fuel? Are you going to vary your boost or are you going to keep it the same? How much boost are you looking to run on flex fuel? Are you looking to run pump gas on death pulley? Are you looking to run E50 on death pulley? Are you looking to run E85 on death pulley, or are you going to be on low boost, low to no boost, and run flex fuel? And why do you want to run flex fuel? How much power difference do you think you'll have from pump gas, 17 degrees, and E85, 20 degrees? This guy says it right on the money. These are the questions I get every day. And I really want you guys to see what I go through. Because when you guys see me tired one day after a show, oh, Alex is not feeling it today. Alex, well, you don't suggest going flex fuel in a... How many boosted Ford cars come with the flex fuel option? Go. How many boosted cars from Ford come with the ability to run flex fuel? Can an EcoBoost truck run flex fuel? Can an EcoBoost Taurus run flex fuel? Can a Ford Edge or Flex or Explorer run flex fuel if they're turbo? No? Why not? Why the fuck not? Why doesn't Ford offer flex fuel for cars that are boosted? That's the same reason we don't fuck with it. Who? Which one? Which boosted car is flex fuel? Go. Which boosted car is flex fuel? Which EcoBoost truck is flex fuel? Which Explorer boosted is flex fuel? Where are they at? Zero. None. No, they don't. Which one? Which one? EcoBoost are flex fuel capable. So you can go with a brand new EcoBoost car, run, put 50 or 85% ethanol in it on the stock tune, and it's going to trim it out just fine. None of them are flex fuel capable. No Ford vehicle from the factory that has boost is flex fuel capable. And the same reason they don't do it is the same reason we don't do it. He says, I'm kidding. Yeah, bullshit. You got caught when people were saying no. All right, guys, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. No, I'm not trying to make fun of Emmanuel, but I'm trying to make him learn that, like, if we don't offer it, stop asking. We don't offer it. Oh, another tuner does? Go to that other tuner. I'm cool with it. I'm more than cool with it. We don't do it for the same reason Ford doesn't do it. All right, guys, I'm out of here. An hour and a half is hit. I'm out of here. Got to take him out. Got to do a whole bunch of other shit. Tomorrow I'm going to be off, but I'll be on the dating channel. If you're a member of the dating channel, we'll talk some shit tomorrow. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, a little later. Do it for an hour. Hang out for a little bit. Talk some dating shit. But for the rest of you that are on this channel, I will see you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for some YDBT Daily. Have a great rest of your Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll see some of you tomorrow, but the rest of you, I'll see Thursday, 5 p.m. Have a good one, guys. See you later.